I grew up in rural Louisiana, and as you know from mm-hmm. from having gone to live in a different culture mm-hmm. later in life, I was 13, I think 1953, when my father went to work in Ecuador. We moved to Ecuador from rural Louisiana, and there was such a cultural difference, you know. Mm-hmm. And one of the differences was that it wasn't so clearly skin color that differentiated people, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, in Natchitoches, Louisiana, which is a beautiful little town, it was founded in 1714. You know, mm-hmm. it had been on the Red River, and then the Red River changed its course and left it kind of a loop out there. And it was a really pretty little town, but there were colored people, and that's how we tried. I was raised to be a polite racist, mm-hmm. you know, though I wouldn't think of myself at the time as a racist. I never heard the term racist when I was a kid, you know, but polite in the sense that, you know, I was taught to treat everybody with respect, including colored people. You know, but colored people didn't live where we lived, you know, and we weren't wealthy enough to have a maid or anything, you know, but my father had black guy, people who worked for him. He was a water well driller, you know, and I never gave it much thought to, but in Guayaquil, you know, I went to school there, and some of the people were dark skinned and some weren't. Some had broad noses and some had aquiline features, but mm-hmm. they were dark skinned. There was such a mixture of things that you realize. And I think that's why I was able, a few years later to go on a freedom ride, you know.
It's because incredible.
I had been shown, you know. But if I had continued to live there and grown up there, I don't know what view I would have taken.